Maitre Shir Wednesday night. Or Liud Gimel Mar Cheshvan. Tavshin Ayin Dalet. We're in Shmaitz of Vav. We're going to start. We're in Perek Dalet. We'll go over the beginning of Perek Dalet quickly. We learned it last night, just the beginning. Marami has a very interesting question. That the idea of an Eid Echad not being Neman against the Chazaka, which according to the Maram is the case by Dovah Shebereva also. But that's not so much the Shmaitz's point now. The point is the Yisod that the Maram says, which is that talking about an Eid Echad against the Chazaka means the Eid Echad is Modeh, that a Chazaka exists. And he's saying it changed. It was a shingle. But if the Eid says that what you think is a mirage, then even if there was an ostensible chazaka till now, like here, the Eid says it was a mistake, the Kedushim was never chal. So that's not called against the chazaka. Against the chazaka is that Ledivrei Ha'Eid is a chazaka, and he's trying to change it. But if Ledivrei Ha'Eid there was no chazaka, then that's not called against a chazaka. Even if ostensibly there is a chazaka, and the Eid is the one saying that there's not. But he's not saying anything changed. He's not butting heads against the chazaka. He's saying you are mistaken. It's a mirage. There is no chazaka. That's the Maram. Pesach didn't ask a question. Pesach made a face and says he doesn't like the svara.
No, what can I do? No, I can't help it.
It's not circular. I don't think it's circular. I don't think it's circular. The aid is not butting heads against the chazaka when he says that there was no chazaka. So it's not called an aid echad against the chazaka. Against means that the chazaka is tugging in one direction. Chazaka, the din chazaka is status quo. That we assume the matzav continued with no shinui. That's the yisod of chazaka, no shinui. And the eid says, yes, shinui. That's called an eid against the chazaka. And the eid says, there's no chazaka, no shinui. I'm not saying there was a shinui. I'm saying you wore the wrong glasses. You're wearing the wrong glasses. You're making a mistake, no chazaka. So why shouldn't we believe him? We don't believe an eid to say when he goes up against a chazaka. So maybe the way to be mazel the Pesach is that we're sort of redefining what it means against a chazaka. It doesn't mean that the maskana of the eid is different than the maskana of the chazaka. That's not what it means. It means the eid echad is saying against what the din chazaka is saying. Chazaka is saying no shinui. Chazaka is the Eid Echad saying yes shinui. But the Eid Echad is saying no chazaka. So what's wrong? Okay. Now we're going to learn a further subtlety, because that's what the Shmaitz is on the Maram. Because that's a subtlety, a further subtlety. This was kid stuff. Now the Shmaitz is on the Maram. It's clear in the Gemara and Yevamos that the Eid Echad could say that the Bailim was shoyel on the nether. So Frank the Shmaitz, he said the Bailim was shoyel on the nether. And he's not Nemun, it's called against the Chazaka. The only reason he's Nemun if it's Biyado. But it is called against the Chazaka. So the Shmaitz is, but according to the Maram,
I don't get that taste there, but the nether, what happened?
You want to be Nehenna from this Sefer, right? But what people assume, what people know, is that the owner of the Sefer asked it b'neder on you.
People ask it on me?
Yeah. So the Eid Echad comes along and says he did. It's okay.
Someone can make a neder to be asked something on me?
Yeah. And the Eid Echad says he was shoyel on the neder. Yeah, you want a case. Eid Echad is being made. It's talking about an Isser Neder, and the Eid Echad is saying there's no Isser Neder. Good, so the Gemara says, why is Eid Echad Neman? It's against the Chazaka. The Sefer is Becheskos Isser. So the Gemara says, because of Biyado. Biyado to be Shoyal on the Neder. So the Shmaitz.
It's not Biyado of the Eid.
So it depends whose sefer it is. One of us it also write it. But Akabon the more calls it against the Chazaka. When he says the Bailam Moshoel on the Ned there, it's called against the Chazaka. So the Shmaitza asks, why is it against the Chazaka? If a Chacham is Oikar a Ned Meikaro, and the Chacham says there was never a Ned there, so in effect the Eid is saying there was never a Ned there. When you're saying the Bailam Moshoel on the Ned there, since Shelo's Meikaro, so in effect he's saying there was never a nether. So why? Maybe there was never a chazaka, because there was never a nether. So why isn't he never? Without biyado. The shmais is kasha on the maram's yesod. Sheila's
always meikara?
Yeah. So the shmais says in Teretz, and we talked about this when we learned Nara Marasa really, that even though a chacham is shoyl a nether meikara, but in terms of time, you know, Einstein time, there was a point in time when it was usher. The Chacham is oiker at Meikara. I don't want to go into how or why. It's really.
It was moel, and it was usher. And if you didn't know, if you didn't give him onus, or even take him to Beis Din, and then it was Nekar.
It is Nekar Lamafreya.
Would he be considered to be over the Easter?
No.
Well, it's only on
because it was Nekar Meikara.
So he wouldn't have been over the Easter?
Right.
So the Meister wasn't Easter. Really?
Right. So sort of. So that's what the Shmaitz is being Mechadik. That's why I call it a subtlety.
But since
there was a point in time when it was Easter.
No.
There was before he was Shoyal, it was Easter. Right? Before he was Shoyal, it was Aser. There was a point in time when it was Aser. So that here the aide is coming and saying, I made a mistake, I really meant to say Leruvain, I said Lee, and the Kedushin was never Chal. So the aide is saying there was never a point in time when it was Aser. The whole thing was a mistake. It never existed. But by the Nether answers the Shmaitza. By the Nether, the Shmaitza answers, there was a point in time, so that's why it's called Keneged Chazaka. That's the Shmaitza's answer.
In what sense was it Asr?
Now, let me be honest with you. To answer you properly, I have to give the whole Hezra of Ataras Nadara, which I'll do, I don't mind. There's many rayas. The biggest rayas that ran at the beginning of Perek Narim Rasa, and we learned it when we learned Narim Rasa. The case of the Ran is granted by Hakama, not a Neder. The Baal, the Oru, right? Narim Rasa, view Baal of Tirin Adoreha. So each one, let's say they made a Hakama. Hakama means they confirmed the Neder. And then the Gemara says you can be Shoyal on the Hakama as if it's a Neder. Right? So there's a din that the Hakamas have to be there's rayas from different places in Shas that even though a Chacham is like a Neder Meikaro, but it was usher at a certain point in time. In the Yeshiva Shalomdusha world, that's called Mikano Lahabala Mafreya. That's the term. It's totally logical and compellingly correct. I'll tell you why. The only way something could indeed be nekar lemafreya mamish is if you say that it never existed. You only thought it existed, right? It's a mistake. That's called igloi milsa lemafreya. We realize that we were mistaken about something. But any time a chalos is chal, not a discovery that it was a mistake, but a chalos is chal, then even if the chalos is that this thing never existed, that's the chalos. But by the very nature of time and the very nature of saying something's a chalos, so it means when you have your time continuum, so it's only at this point in time, the Shchala Chalos, that it never existed. But at the previous point in time, it did exist. At the previous point in time. It's only when we look back now, and this is a particular theory of relativity, when you're looking, when you're standing in the present, the din is that when you're looking, standing in the present and you're looking back, it's, I don't want to say the word ki'ilu, the din is that it never existed. It was oikar it made kara. It was oikar the nether made kara. It's a din chal now that the nether never existed. But it did it, but that's now. That's now. Not we know. I'm not making it into a phony baloney halacha. It's a chalos. So by nature of a chalos, it's only chal now.
Now it never existed, but then it existed.
Right. Those are the words, and you have to think about it until you say, I do understand, or say, I don't understand. Hello? Yeah. Yes, but I'm in the middle of Shir. And I'm sure, and until Otsko makes an English Shev Shmaitza, I have to continue the shiur now. And so I'll call you later. I have a shiur, then I have a few appointments with people. I'll give you a call. Okay. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. He doesn't know my schedule yet. I'm like 15 years.
Okay, this is every bus to you.
What?
No, sir.
Well, I mean, he would have. He would have.
Might be time to make an English search pass.
They just finished with Sulis Hashar. That's a big thing. Okay. You understand? So that's an effect what the Shmites are saying now. He's asking a kasha of the Maharam that if he's saying the Baila Mushoil, it shouldn't be called against the Chazaka. It was an effect he's saying there was no Chazaka. You know, I can bring a raya from the Schweitzer. This would be one of your rayas. Put this in your pipe and smoke it. One of the rayas to the Yasoda is the Schweitzer. The Schweitzer answers that there was a point in time. Now, if it's a Gloy Milsul Mafreya, a Gloy Milsul Mafreya means there was indeed never a point in time when it was Usher. You only think there was a point in time when it was Usher. But it really wasn't.
Right?
What?
That's the
Gedusha
case.
That's the point. That's called a Gloy Milsul Mafreya. But if you say a chacham is oiker and neder meikara, it means it's a chalois. A Torah's norm is a chalois. A chalois by its nature occurs at a certain point in time. See, by gloyim milsul afreya, nothing occurs. You just find out that you were under a wrong impression. You find out that you were working under a mistake. You were working under a wrong idea. That's called the Gloy Milsul of Afreya, because you are Megale, the truth. See, that's not a Chalois. That's a Gilui. Gilui is not a Chalois. A Chalois is a Chalois.
It really was right.
Chalois means I make a din. A din is Chal.
It's only Chal
now. You can't go back in time. Marvelous Midos machine, it was only a dream.
What?
Marvelous Midos machine. He even explained. At the end of the tape, he explains only Hashem is above time. You can't go back in time. The professor even explains it. You have to sit in the tape till the end. He says it had to be a dream because only Hashem is above time. It can't be such a thing as a time machine. I mean, they could theoretically, but you're not really going back in time. If you would find something that travels faster than the speed of light, then you could go to a place in the universe where the past is happening. Because you're traveling faster than the speed of light. But Lamaisa Einstein showed the Vekir Yisod that it is impossible in Teva for anything to travel faster than the speed of light. Probably because of that. It probably is for sure with the idea of Zman. That Zman is inexorable. Inexorable. I'm not sure what it means, but it's the right word to use. Inexorable. I mean, it's it can't be because Hashem created time. Okay, anyway.
But
so now the question is, it gets even more subtle than both sides. Torah is very subtle. Because there's a side of the Gemara in Nozir that Haforas Habal is also a Mafreya. You know, Haforas Habal means the Baal is made for the Ned. We pass on Haforas Habal from Kana Habal. And she gets Malchus if she was over it yet. But the Gemara is a side, it's more Nozir. That Hafara Mecca Ka'okir Omega's guy, that's Lashon HaGemara. But it's clear in that sugya that there are differences between Hafara's Habal, that's the Mafreya, and Hafara's Nadar, that's the Mafreya. I mean, again, these are.
Now, in the Shmaisa, you have the Gasha and the Kerem.
Yeah.
And in a certain sense, we kind of like almost on a rough level figured out what the Kerem is going to be.
Very good.
How did we know which place we are in time? In other words,
you're always in the present.
What was the Mishkana?
No,
there, why is it that we're looking at it?
I don't know who sings that. Mordechai, David something? It's not his song. It's like, what are you worried about?
Double L.
No, what do you want?
No, I'm just wondering to know if the parents are saying that, but the mindset, there was a father.
There was a point in time, even the Divrei Eid, when it was Osir. And Kiddushin, the Eid is saying it was never Osir, there was never such a point in time.
So what we're saying is that if we look at it before Divrei Eid, it's
no, you have to look at it even the Divrei Eid. That's the Nakuda of the Maram. Even the Divrei Eid, there was a Cheskas Isser at some point in time. That's the Shmaitzer's answer. Even the Divrei Eid that the Chacham was Eikar and Edom Eikara, but there was a point in time when it was also.
Okay, but
in the present, he was Eikar and Edom Eikara.
That's not considered, therefore, the style of Asura. Oh, no, it is. I'm sorry.
When Marash Yeshiva or Baba Berman, Marash Yeshiva or Baba Berman, we were very close to him in the early years. It was in Farakway. I'm talking about right. He had a 10 goliath like the Sanhedrin, but when I joined the yeshiva, it was in Farakway, and it was a very, very small yeshiva, and we were very close with the Rabbi. He was like our father. It was very like family. Then his oldest daughter got engaged, and it was very, and like I said, we were very close to him, so we went over to the house Friday afternoon to arrange the furniture of the house for the board, which would be Motzei Shabbos. So we wanted to put the couch on the porch, on the merpeset. So someone said, it's going to rain. So someone else said, they listened to the weather report, and it's not supposed to rain. So Rabbi said, I said it in Yiddish. I say it in Yiddish the way he said it, as I say it in English. Das ist ein Feind, the Gabi Morgan. Of a Morgan? Wer weiß, was es sein. Today, it's not going to rain tomorrow. But you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Okay.